It's like we're all sort of in like purgatory because it's sort of over.
Claire McCarthy?
Lucy McCarthy,
607 Deep Dean Road.
I am 18. I just graduated Baltimore School for the Arts. I'm moving to Philly in about 3 weeks to go to the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Art.
I'm 15. I turned 16 in a week. I am going into my sophomore year at Baltimore School for the Arts.
Lucy and I are really close, so that's kind of drastic. Like, we spent a lot of time together. It's kind of going to be something to overcome.
When she leaves, I just don't really know what's going to happen here.
I don't know. Being a teenager is the worst. And dealing with a teenager is even worse than that, I think.
Brian McCarthy.
Elizabeth Kething.
607 Deep Dean Road. Kids are different before they reach puberty. They have a different type of relationship with them. And it's sometimes hard to remember when that started to change.
Yeah, and it's such a continuum. You can't separate out the infant from the fifth grader, from the high schooler. And you kind of have to a little bit because it's a process of letting go. And if you don't let go to a pretty great degree as they hit the late teen years, problems ensue, you know.
My life when I was between 15 and 18 was very unstructured. My mom had been in a terrible car accident. My father had passed away when I was 11. My stepfather had left. Another fellow was sort of with my mom at the time. He was a recovering alcoholic, struggling. My freedom was pretty, and I was living in the Hamptons in the early 80s. It was a time of there was a lot of freedom. And in retrospect, I mean, if I thought that my kids were involved in half the stuff that we were getting away with back then, I'd be terrified.
They did the best that they possibly could, and I'm very appreciative. And I feel like I'm going to school with like a really good foundation, and that is kind of reassuring.
What are your words of wisdom for your sister before you head out here?
Take your time with things. Like, you don't need to rush into anything. Like, you have so much time, and rushing into stuff just like it ruins the fun.
And anything you want to say to your sister as she gets ready to head out and leave you as the only kid left in the house?
I think I really just want her to remember that we're here. We're going to be here, and we're going to be stuck in Baltimore if she needs us. And she shouldn't be worried about calling or coming home if she needs to.